This is KERA News. I'm Duahli Saikautau. This summer in Tarrant County, homeless shelters are at or above capacity, and that means crowds along East Lancaster Avenue, just a 10-minute drive from downtown Fort Worth. That's where homeless people go to find shelter, health services, and hot meals. Candace Barton knows East Lancaster well. As an outreach specialist for Catholic Charities, she helps clients get their bus passes and health checks. When she meets new people, she's got hygiene kits and socks ready to hand out from the back of her car.
Do you think anybody else is back there that needs bug spray?
Yes, most definitely. That's the main problem out here is the insects biting you.
On this day, she's taking 48-year-old Michael Buffington, who walks with a cane from East Lancaster to his temporary home, a campsite in the woods about 5 miles away.
I don't think y'all can get that. I don't know what's so heavy in there besides the Bibles.
Buffington has a gray goatee, tattoos on both arms and legs, and a wooden cross that hangs on a thin black string. Even with a cane, he's already way ahead of Barton, anxious to show off his new digs.
For me, it's about building rapport and trust in the homeless community, and also a lot of times just talking with somebody and having a conversation, you can expose a need that we may know a resource to help them.
This summer, she says it's been crazy busy with a lot of new faces, young and old.
They watch, you know, and so they see if you actually do what you say you're gonna do, if you really know what you're talking about, if you really know the resources, and then if they feel comfortable, they'll finally expose their need or a desire.
Inside Candace Barton's car en route to his campsite, Buffington says he spent 12 years in prison for aggravated assault and illegally carrying weapons.
We all have our problems. You know, we all have something we do that somebody's not doing things right. And, you know, there's drinkers, there's smokers, there's druggies, there's whatever you can think of, they're out here. And, you know, I've been a little bit of everything.
Right now, he's concentrating on painting. He points to his latest work, an angel standing in front of a rainbow.
All this little stuff here in this detail, that's all little faces and stuff. And I see it everywhere. It's in the trees and everything. You know, these are like, just I can show you and make you see it. You know, it's real easy.
His paintings are colorful, pinks and purples, lots of lines, complex. He says he lives with homeless artists who wove trees together to make walls and hallways. When we arrive, it's true, almost like a fairy tale with stuffed animals everywhere, large and small. There's even a place to have tea, like Alice in Wonderland, with a mirror hanging from a tree. Buffington says he prefers the outside.
I usually won't go in unless the weather is real bad, and I made my first winter out here. I thought I was going to die. I've got a steel rod in my leg and gunshot wounds in my wrist, chest, and head. And it hurt when winter got here.
Good weather may mean more people prefer to stay outside, but Cindy Crane with the Tarrant County Homeless Coalition says emergency shelters are at capacity at night.
We are running at 100 to 110% occupancy in our emergency shelters. And that's the first time that's ever happened. Normally, we're in the upper 80s, mid 90% occupancy rate.
In the last 23 days, the shelters reported 83 new homeless people.
Almost 40% of the persons who are in shelter have some type of work. It may be day labor, part-time work, or for some, even full-time employment. We do not have a very specific homeless employment program.
Another client of Catholic Charities' Candace Barton says the system needs to change. Mark Peterson was born in Nebraska. He says he's been homeless in Fort Worth for 3 years.
Locally, down on East Lancaster, where the homeless community gather, I think it's horrible because the criteria is you have to be an addict, you have to be a felon, you have to be mentally challenged, you have to be something in order to get assistance. Otherwise, you hit a brick wall if you're a normal person.
The 50-year-old says he has family in the area, but has had a hard time finding work in his field, data entry, because buses only go so far.
A lot of the homeless shelters have programs, but those programs are almost designed to keep them there, in my opinion, and a lot of others too. But
the city of Fort Worth has been addressing this and other concerns, but chronic homelessness continues to rise. This year, the number of homeless people in Tarrant County is up 3%, but the number of chronically homeless people has jumped by 60%. Dua Hli Sai Kau Tau, KERA News, Fort Worth.